and welcome to another episode from NACE International's COVID-19 podcast series for Materials Performance and Coatings Pro Magazine. My name is Stephanie Chizik, and I'm editor-in-chief of Coatings Pro. Today's guest is John Glass, VP of Sales for Amcor Products and Services. Amcor was established in June 2000 in San Antonio, Texas. The company produces, among other things, a viscoelastic coating, which I'm excited to learn more about. John and I are recording this interview on Thursday, May 21st, so please be sure to check back for updates and follow the guidance of health professionals such as the Centers for Disease Control. John, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Do you want to start maybe by giving us a little bit of background of your own experiences or Amcor's background?
Like I said, I joined Amcor in 2009 to launch our Viscotech product line. At the time, I was living in Los Angeles. And so we launched the Viscotech products in 2009 and have been just steady growing ever since. So I'm in charge of sales for the U.S.
What is the Viscotech? Can you explain to me? I was looking on your website a little bit, and it looks like a very interesting type of coating. What can you tell us what it is?
So we manufacture viscous elastic coatings and sealants. So they're a synthetic inert product that stays in the exact same state. So it's in a semi-solid state. So there's not a drying or cracking effect over time. So it's a whole different style of technology.
Okay, yeah. We just, in Coatings Pro, ran a coating failure discussion about a pipeline where the liquid applied coating didn't cure properly on the bottom, I think because atmospheric temperatures and dew points weren't necessarily taken into consideration. Sounds like something like that, you know, because it doesn't have to quote unquote cure, it's probably wouldn't have those kinds of problems.
Exactly. Just due to the nature of the products, they bond under what's called van der Waals forces, where they'll actually penetrate into the pores and anomalies of the substrate. So it has what we use a term called a continuous wetting characteristic. So it continues to wet the substrate, so it stays in that state. So a whole different style of protection.
Interesting. On pipelines and those kinds of assets?
Pipelines, a large portion of our business, pipelines, the products are also used for, like sealing bell and spigot joints, actually even sealing prefab vaults on sealing the seams, things of that nature. So basically you're dealing with a product that bonds at a molecular level that's impervious to moisture and oxygen. So you're basically just preventing moisture from reaching the substrate. So it's also used like over insulated piping to waterproof the insulation.
Mm, okay.
So kind of a whole range of things, but kind of very different than your traditional style, conventional field applied coatings.
Okay, gotcha. That's interesting. But it is a field applied product.
Correct.
Okay. Correct.
So, our core coating is supplied in a manner to where you're releasing a release liner and wrapping it onto the substrate.
Okay.
Onto the pipe.
So we're obviously taping this during. I guess I should say record. It's not 1980, but we're recording this during the COVID-19 pandemic. What has life, how has life changed for you? What's life like now that we've been probably, 2 months into this?
Yes. This is the longest stretch I have been home. Oh, in probably over 10 years.
Wow.
12 years. Being someone who travels a lot, not uncommon for me to spend 100 nights a year on the road. It's been interesting. It's been nice. It's been very nice to be home as a family.
I'm sure there are pluses and minuses to it.
Yes. But it's also very different for someone who's so accustomed to being on the road in front of clients, presentations, things of that nature. It's interesting in the fact that, there are no in-person client meetings. Mm-hmm. And that being said, or potential client meetings. And at this point, we don't know when that's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could still be a few months away.
So how are you guys pivoting then? I'm sure you're still working with your clients. Are you doing more sort of online meetings with them, or how has that changed?
all of the above. You
Okay.
know, continue your standard nature of phone calls and emails, but yes, also doing, you know, doing Zoom training meetings and things like that, that you know, things that are becoming mainstream that you weren't doing 2 months ago, or I wasn't.
Right. What are you hearing from the clients as far as how things are going? Are they still able to work, or are they having to do social distancing in the field as well? Things like that.
Yes, you know, we're hearing, depending on what side of the business they're in, whether it's the, you know, the gas distribution world versus, you know, some of the refinery work, you know, we're definitely hearing a lot of non-essential work has been put on hold till next year. You know, a lot of things are in a holding pattern. And it definitely seems like some areas are doing a lot more work than others. But it's just a different time for everybody. It's definitely strange when it comes to that.
It is, and I do feel like there's a little bit of, I mean, it's very difficult, obviously, for everyone, more for some people than others, but it is a little bit comforting to know that we're sort of all in this together, and we're all, like you just said, everyone's going through it, so yeah.
Well, and when you look at what, you know, our industry has just, you know, you take a double whammy between the COVID-19 coronavirus and then oil prices. So we just got hit with it, you know, just pounded there. Whereas, like you said, this time when oil prices fell, the rest of the industry was, you know, the economy was down too. So it's good to see in the last few days, oil prices have gradually started creeping back up. So hopefully they'll keep going up, you know, if the country will continue to kind of come out of the lockdown. And then let's just hope as we get into late summer, fall, things are getting back to normal.
Yeah, that would certainly be nice. What are your thoughts about like the infrastructure bills? Or I saw that Water Alliance has a recovery and relief kind of plan that they are interested in. Do you see any sort of benefit in how those could help the industry, or other ideas that might be out there?
I mean, I think the infrastructure stuff would be wonderful for everybody. Just in its things that need to be done. And it'd be great to see more of that going forward.
Yes, and definitely, I think something would probably benefit other over than nothing, maybe, some movement.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, we're all in the energy construction type business. So yes, there's plenty of things that would go along with that.
I do think that, because like you mentioned, we've had issues before within the industry as far as, challenges within the oil and gas industry in the past, but this seems different to me, where because we're all sort of stuck at home, we're having to come up with different ideas for how to still do our jobs. Do you have any ideas of virtual opportunities that people listening in could use? You mentioned Zoom, that could probably be one of them.
Yes and no. I mean, I definitely think we're going to see a lot more newsletter type things. You know, you're seeing more postings on your LinkedIn, things of that nature. But yeah, the Zoom training, the virtual training classes, presentations, yeah, I think all that, and I think that'll stay. I think we'll see a lot more of that going forward. In a year from now, I think we'll see a lot more of that.
Are you guys doing anything on the Amcor side as far as that goes, like the digital trainings or information on social media?
We are increasing that. We don't do as much as we would like, but that is definitely something we're working on. And I've been doing some training and things like that remotely, especially with distributors and things, you know, those type of customers, and are more than happy to do it. I do a lot of presentations with engineering firms and things like that, and I have not done any of those virtually yet, but I would, you know, be more than happy to and expect to in the future.
Yeah, maybe that could be one of the silver linings. I feel like, there's definitely silver linings coming out of this situation, that, like you said, people are starting to move maybe more towards digital if they hadn't in the past, and it it probably will be staying just because it's a very I don't know what the word is. I guess it's accessible. It's a very accessible option for people, even when we are allowed to travel again.
Yes, and how quickly you can do something like that, and the ability to share a camera and show something, and all of a sudden you've got eight people from eight different areas looking at it and discussing it. You know, just how beneficial that can be going forward.
Yeah, do you guys have something like when people have problems in the field, do you have a number that they call? I'm wondering if they're doing something similar on that end too, as far as, obviously you can't just have someone run out to the field and help, so maybe something virtually there as well.
Yes, and you know, just I mean, you take now the, you know, half America has an iPhone in their pocket. And in times when I'm dealing with someone and they have a question, yeah, there are times where you just hit, flip it over to FaceTime, and all of a sudden they're showing you what they're experiencing in real time. So instead of trying to talk it out over the phone or write a long email, you know, between the video and the pictures, the ability to solve those things, you know, right there that just didn't exist 10 years ago. And then the ability to also even conference in someone else to the phone call if you need to. But the ability to answer questions and keep things going in real time.
That's a really great point. I hadn't even thought of that. In my personal life, even I just think of if something, my car is making a weird noise, and whenever you take it in, it never makes that weird noise. So if you can just show the mechanic in real time, I could see that working in our industry as well, something like that. Obviously, you mentioned a few things about, like I said, the digital opportunities that we might be kind of just absorbing into our normal day-to-day moving forward. Do you see any other changes for the industry, as we continue through COVID-19 and come out of it on the other side?
You know, I look at the industry kind of through our, you know, through the coding side and the pipeline coding in that world. I'm sure there will be plenty of changes. But that's one of those things off the top of my head, not really thinking about. And I think it's going to be interesting just as you're with NACE and such, you know, what's going to happen with conferences? At what point are you going to, or companies going to feel comfortable sending, you know, four of their top engineers to meet with 5,000 people from around the world? You know, is that, or, you know, is that going to happen again in 6 months, or is that going to be 2 years before that happens again? And I think all of that will be, you know, will be interesting between that and air travel and things like that. You know, our industry is controlled by very large corporations, and what type of restrictions are they going to put on those type of things? So I think all that's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out over the next 6 months.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And NACE in particular, I can't obviously speak for any other associations, but we are a very global association. So you're not just talking about people gathering from the United States. It's all over the world. Hopefully we'll do some sort of hybrid moving forward where we'll be able to offer those virtual opportunities for people who can't maybe make it to an in-person event, but you always hear that there really is still something missing if you don't do anything in person, so it's interesting to see how that will unfold. Absolutely, it's a good point.
And for an industry that I feel is it's very much an in-person industry. You know, it's a construction-based business industry where it's very much a personal, in-person, handshake, cocktail type industry. So it'll be that part will be interesting,
It
how that
will.
changes.
Yeah, and I do think personally I feel like people are struggling too with, I think the industry attracts people who like the handshake and like the socializing. I don't mean that in a non-professional way. I just mean it in, there are a lot of making connections and networking in this industry too, and I think we're sort of it's we're wanting that back. It's something that people are
Yes.
obvious, they're interested in.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to mention? Does Amcor have anything going on in 2020 that you'd like to plug while we're chatting?
Well, our biggest thing is we have recently, over the last year, moved to a new facility in San Antonio, where we have updated and increased our production and production capacity and added a new laboratory for product testing and product development. So that's been outstanding. We've done a lot of steps there. So we manufacture in the U.S. for our entire business globally.
Okay, wow.
So by having a much larger facility now in San Antonio, we've been able to do that. And through this also, one of the things too is we're U.S. manufactured and our core suppliers and all are all U.S. based. So through everything that's gone on, we have not had any supply chain issues.
Wow.
So we've been able to, as we took the appropriate steps of safety, but we've been able to keep production going and such as well, which has been great.
That's amazing. Are the safety kind of changes that you've made, the sort of things like, everyone obviously is probably already wearing PPE, but maybe upping the PPE, the social distancing, the shift changes, those kinds of strategies?
All of that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just your basic and being able to kind of set things up, like you said, to just better protect and take those additional precautions of PPEs and hand sanitizer and scheduling and things of that nature.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys are making some good moves in the industry, so I'm looking forward to seeing, kind of how it progresses. Is there any how can people reach out to you if they want to follow up for more information?
Yeah, absolutely. I can be reached at J Glass, John. It's John Glass, JGLASS at Amcor USA, AMCORR2RSUSA.com, or through our website at AmcorUSA.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time with chatting with me today, John, and hopefully we'll have another chance to talk again in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to John Glass, VP of Sales for Amcor Products and Services, for chatting with us on today's podcast episode. One of the silver linings for me, certainly during these challenging times, has been the opportunity to get to know some folks in the industry who I might not have gotten to meet in other areas. So it's been really nice to get to chat and hear some of John's tips and tricks of what certainly could be used in the field for our subscribers and listeners. Please do go check out their information and reach out to him if you have more questions. Again, the website is amcorusa.com. That's with two R's. They seem to be doing some great things in the field that could be helpful. And as well as check back with the magazines for up-to-date information on things COVID-19, as well as corrosion and coatings in the industry. There's obviously a lot of things going on pertaining to and not pertaining to the pandemic. So it's a great opportunity to be able to meet with those people and share some information with you all in a timely manner. Our websites are coatingspromag.com and materialsperformance.com. Again, I'm Stephanie Chizik, editor-in-chief of Coatings Pro Magazine, and I hope that everyone is staying happy, healthy, and sane during these times. And as always, happy coating.